I remind you here, before their soul review is done, they must witness firsthand the atrocities and cruelty they inflicted on others. They will experience those atrocities themselves, from the point of view of those they abused, in real time. You see, after each lifetime we gain more knowledge and most importantly, more empathy. This will be the process of rehabilitation those damaged souls will have to undergo if they are to return in their bodies. When they go to the higher dimensions no time system, there is no time limit to how much work they must do or how long it should take, because they are no longer subject to Earth's current linear time system. They will return when they have finished, not before, and as you learned from the movie, Interstellar, it may have been only a heartbeat in Earth time. Now it is to be your work, dear ones, to ease the transition for others, to hold the bar high, to teach a new kind of forgiveness based in knowledge and wisdom. It is vital to our great plan that Earth not sink into a phase of indignant rage, vengeance and cruelty in the name of justice. This would destroy everything we have worked for. Begin with capital punishment. No one must be killed for a crime committed in the past. It only creates more darkness. You must learn to make a convincing case for the importance of keeping a high standard of ethics, which includes allowing for a person to work off the penance for their crimes if it would be for the greater good of humankind. Community service is a time-honored way to provide for both atonement and reparations to society. Truth and reconciliation must be kept in divine balance in the months to come. Do not allow yourselves to be swept up in rabble-rousing or propagandizing for any side. This was the way of the Cabal, and it must not be re-established as the order of the day after they are gone. Now is not the time for lynch mobs or character assassination. The worst danger is that the wrong people would be persecuted as a result of the passionate and ill-formed opinions of experts about who was right and who was wrong in the intricate web of the past. In the name of the Company of Heaven, I am your Sananda, Jesus. I love you without end, and I will be with you to the end of this road. Transcribed by Catherine E. May, February 9, 2015, Upstate New York, www.whoneedslight.org, the 13th of February 2015, Sananda/Jesus. The Reprogramming and Rehab for Damaged Souls, Catherine E. May, Sananda. Dear friends, we are working non-stop, all the masters and angels here in the fourth dimension close to planet Earth. You see, we must introduce the souls of the Dark Ones to the light gradually. They have just finished the first initiation, and they are reeling from the shock of learning that the light is real, and that they are not being tortured by us. They are feeling anguish, but it is because they are seeing how wrong their ideas and their way of life was. I want to explain this process to you so that you can work along with us, without fear or confusion about what is going on. The souls of the darkest Cabal members were rounded up and brought to the light in the ceremony many of you heard on Wednesday evening. We are delighted to share with you that this enormous, historic event has begun with more than 5 million dark souls making the transition with us to a kind of holding place, a great temple of light, where they are beginning their restoration to the light. I will be giving you brief daily messages to let you know what this process is and how it is progressing. Today, let me review the important elements that many of you have not yet fully grasped. We have rounded up the higher selves, the soul entities, not the bodies, of the Cabal and others who were so dark and so damaged in their souls that it was not likely they could learn to turn to the light any other way. To remind you of the history of the Dark Cabal. These are mostly souls who had taken part in a plan to avoid any contact with God, even between lives. Instead of going for renewal and re-education in the higher realms, fifth dimension or higher, they instead recycled themselves through the third to fourth dimension, reincarnating over and over into the same powerful families. Thus, their dedication to darkness was reinforced lifetime after lifetime. A life on Earth under these circumstances could not shake loose their convictions. They were completely deluded about reality, especially since they gained more and more power and wealth in recent years. So you see, these souls are not the same as yours. Their higher selves, unlike yours, are not connected to us and to God. Even though you may be unaware or uncertain about your communications with us, You are not completely unaware of the fact that you have a higher self and that through that self, you are connected with God. You are also becoming used to the idea that the body you wear, the human suit as we fondly call it, is not who you really are. Let us remind you of a few very basic spiritual truths. 1. You cannot survive without the energy of your soul. A body without any soul whatsoever would not continue. Your soul is the life in your life. 2. Your soul can travel outside your body, while keeping a slender thread, the silver life cord, to continue the life process for the body. 3. What we refer to as your soul is the part of your higher self that is currently inhabiting the human suit you are in now. 4. A higher self always had some communication with the body, self, and therefore can exercise considerable influence over the body to live as their original soul contract specified, but some souls may have been so injured that they are dark to begin with, and their incarnation will behave accordingly. 5. The soul, while living within the body, can be injured or damaged by certain events, especially exposure to violent explosions of nuclear-type weapons, which can disrupt the organization of the soul. This disorganization is felt by the higher self as well. 6. Physical death does not affect the health or integrity of a soul, higher self. It is a normal process in which the soul simply departs the body and goes back to the higher dimensions, to rejoin with the higher self. 7. A higher self, sometimes referred to as the greater soul, can decide to inhabit more than one body, in more than one dimension, and so sends soul facets, a multidimensional self, to take part in various kinds of experiences. 8. A soul that has remained in the lower dimensions for eons will not be able to transition to the fifth dimension immediately for regeneration and renewal. Souls must pass through a holding place which might in some cases of extreme darkness remind you somewhat of purgatory. They are not being punished, they are simply becoming aware of all that they have done. 9. A soul upon traveling to the light will always be treated with love, compassion and respect, regardless of their missteps or crimes committed on earth. Many of you may be confused by the fast pace of events in the past 2 weeks as we have relayed them in these messages. To keep abreast of what is happening, it is best to follow both, to understand the ongoing events, in answer to whether the dark cabal earth bodies would have been taken to the higher dimensions, their bodies may remain in place on earth if their higher souls choose to go to the light. If they did not choose the light, their souls would be dissolved and their earth physical bodies will die. Those souls who are being reprogrammed to receive the light will still maintain their earth bodies so as to become potentially reborn light workers whilst their processing goes forward. Here is what has been happening since Wednesday night when the souls of the dark ones came with us to the light. They were brought to the higher fourth dimensional holding temple. There they met us, and we began to minister to their fear and pain. They were all afraid of what they expected to be unthinkable punishment, since this is how they have lived, and what they have inflicted on others. First, the enormous group was introduced to their guides and angels. Each one now has a group of 4 or 5 mentors. Their first phase was to simply be exposed to the bright light and loving attentions of their team. This alone was excruciating to many, creating such writhing and screaming that the halls of our temples of light were filled with the sounds of terror and dread. We walked among them, letting them see us up close, touching them gently and reassuring them that no punishment would befall them. The Great Father, Mother Prime Source, appeared to them to speak about what they could expect in the coming time of restoration and renewal. During these first hours, many of you who are experiencing yourselves as multidimensional beings may have felt the vibrations from these beings who were engulfed in terror, dread and sickness over the memories of things they were expecting to be punished for. Things have begun to settle down now a bit since their arrival. The inevitability of what they have agreed to is sinking in, so most of them have stopped fighting against the light. It helped that we all walked among them in our familiar robes from the time on earth when I was Jesus. Mary Magdalene is at my side when her damaged limited energy permits, along with Mother Mary and all the others. The presence of all the feminine masters has a calming effect on the terrified souls. The next step is to help them raise their vibrations enough to cross the vibrational boundary into the fifth dimension. Once that is accomplished, they will be completely surrounded by the love light that is the environment in the higher dimensions. It will have a healing and uplifting effect, which will then allow them to proceed with their life and soul reviews and further healing. They will remain in that no-time dimension as long as it takes for them to transform. Meanwhile, their bodies are also being transformed and adapted to accommodate the growing quotient of light they are absorbing. Now let me explain my comment about Mary Magdalene and her soul energy. She was the incarnation, as one of Lady Nada's Earth-incarnated multidimensional selves, during my Jesus lifetime of my twin flame, twin soul, Lady Nada. That is, our souls took on the bodies of those beings for that lifetime. Once we return to the higher dimensions after our deaths in that particular lifetime, in which we both raised our bodies with us in the ascension process you are learning about now, we eventually reintegrated into our higher selves. There is no Jesus as a separate soul, or Mary Magdalene as an individual soul being, but we both, Sunanda and Nada, answer to those names because they were our earth lifetimes, still a part of our memory as souls in the lower dimensions. My Lady Nada, the other half of my being, is so close to me and we are so integrated that we think and feel as one. There is no sense of other for us, but only the joy of living and being in love. It was Nada, in her present earth-incarnated multidimensional self as Catherine Emay, who leapt into the beam of the terrible Cabal Scalar weapon that was intended to destroy me or both of us, whilst I was in a temporarily assumed lower dimensional body. She detected the danger at the last moment and acted through Catherine on the reflex to save me, even at the risk of her own physical death. Since that time, the night of February 1, 2015, our beloved Nada has been under the intensive care of the great healers, the Arcturians, under the direction of Archangel Raphael and me, and the one you call Mother Mary, the twin flame of Raphael and the one who incarnated with me as my mother in that lifetime. You see, we incarnate with the souls who have been our loved ones and family friends. Lady Nada is healing, and will eventually be restored to full health, but in the meantime it has been a difficult phase for her earth-incarnated self, Catherine Emay, who brings you these messages. It was Catherine's soul's purpose to act in this role as scribe, to bring the highest level of teachings to humankind. It has been a challenging project because of the twists and turns on planet Earth in the last few years, but she has continued to faithfully fulfill this mission and to freely provide these messages to the world. It was a shock to all of us that this terrible attack might have deprived me of my beloved twin soul, and the world of her indispensable service. You see, if the soul of Nada had died, Catherine would also have ceased to be. We took action immediately. Nada was temporarily removed as Catherine's primary earth soul, except for a small thread of energy, and I joined with Catherine to be the temporary source of her soul energy until Nada recovers. At times, Archangel Gabriella and others also filled in with soul support. This is an easy transition, done in a moment when souls are closely related, much like your earth life-saving medical procedures. All the soul fragments that Nada had invested in the other dimensions and other incarnations were withdrawn to remove any drain on her energies. Catherine remains now on a small amount of my soul energy, while I continue the challenging work of helping to heal the beleaguered souls. It is inconvenient for her to operate on limited energy, but she is managing by mostly remaining in bed, resting until Nada can be restored as her higher self. I hope this description helps you to understand how soul sharing and incarnation works. It is a much more fluid process than most of you knew. I know many of you are confused about Catherine's identity, because we revealed along the way at one time that she was Lady Portia, a role that she could appear to fulfill. It was a deliberate bit of misinformation for her own safety from the dark cabal. I hope you will forgive the company of heaven for this, but you can see that her public presence as our channel would have made her a target of the dark cabal if they had been certain of her identity. We feel free now to be more open with you about many things, now that the dark cabal souls have been captured. It was such a horrific transgression against universal law that it changed everything. You see, it was completely unexpected, not in any way a part of our personal life contract. And so, Here we are in a new phase of change, watching the most amazing event in the history of Earth as it plays out. Be patient, beloved ones. Be assured that the terrible, upset feelings some of you have experienced in the past day are not your own, but those of the tortured souls who are awakening to their own day of reckoning. We will help them to heal and be completely rehabilitated. We need your help now, dear ground crew. Send your healing energies to clear away the terror and pain of these lost souls, and join us in ministering to them with love and compassion. The sooner we are able to move them through into their fifth dimensional rehab process, the sooner Earth will be blessed with a possible 5 million reformed from darkness new lightworkers. The power of your great light will help us tremendously. Please send your prayers and light to merge with ours now. We love you without end, beloved Earth beings. We are closer to you every day, and rejoice in our increased cooperation and companionship with you. In peace and love, I am your Sananda. Catherine E. May, February 13, 2015, Upstate New York, www.honeedslight.org, the 15th of February 2015, Sananda/Jesus, scared straight in the Temple of Light, Catherine E. May. As you know, we are working in the upper fourth dimension Temple of Light, which was created for the purpose of receiving the dark souls who had to give up their domination over planet Earth. There were more than 5 million souls who agreed to come to the light on Wednesday, February 11, 2015. Only 72 hours later, more than 250 of these lost souls have transitioned to the fifth dimension. This is a remarkable feat, considering the damage and brainwashing they experienced over many lifetimes. I will give you all a picture of how we are working. Archangel Michael and I, with the help of our twin flames, and Earth-based multi-selves Christine and Catherine, with their higher selves Lady Faith and Lady Nada, are leading the healing team. This means we are working round the clock, being aided by thousands of masters and millions of angels. Some of the masters have left their offices in other galaxies and universes to come to help as long as they can. Sanat Kumara is here with us for a short time to minister to my beloved Nada, and to contribute his skill with transformation of dark emotions and thoughts. His twin soul, Lady Venus, has remained in the new universe, beyond our present cosmic orb system of universes, with the new universes being created out in the much larger multiverse, to continue their work there for a time. You may be interested to learn about our initial and very effective interventions with the suffering souls. Archangel Michael comes sweeping into the great arena, appearing enormous and powerful in his blue flowing robes, shield and silver sword raised on high, his wings spread across a third of the cavernous Temple of Light Hall. As the stunned souls wrestle with disbelief, recognition and fear, I appear as well, in the simple robes I wore as Jesus. Both of us float above them, shining our light across the entire hall, surrounding every soul, and then I descend to the floor to gaze upon each suffering soul, touching them gently when that is needed. This is the commencement of the healing session. Once we have their rapt attention, we proceed with the sessions, talking personally with each being, beaming our light to every one of them. We are joined by the legions of angels and masters, so that everyone can be ministered to with individual care and attention. We spend several hours, then remove ourselves for a short break while they absorb the lessons learned. We vary the initial presentation for each session. Sometimes Mother Mary or Archangel Raphael will appear on high, or a parade of your beloved masters, or an enormous angel chorus will materialize above them. At the end of the day, they witness the appearance of our Prime Source Creator, also in flowing robes, surrounded with nearly blinding white light, who reassures and comforts them and encourages them to open their hearts and minds to experience the most exquisite adventure of their lives. He even jokes with them about the whole amazing process they are experiencing. It is an irresistible invitation to join the light, from our point of view, but of course it takes numerous repetitions and reassurances to lift their vibrations. We use familiar images to communicate with them, to begin opening their consciousness to the truth that life in light is real, that we are benevolent beings, and that they can enjoy the same glorious connection to God that we feel. It takes several sessions before they can even begin to focus on our personal communications. We are teaching them the basics of spirituality, the fundamental truths about life in the higher dimensions, which most of them have not experienced for many generations. They must discover that God truly is merciful, that forgiveness is the beginning of new growth, and that love is the essence of the life force throughout the multiverse. This clearing and lifting process goes on round the clock. We are very gratified with the changes we see taking place in the attitudes and level of understanding of the darkest souls on the planet. Once they have been able to lift themselves to the fifth dimension, as the least damaged among them have already done, they will begin their life and soul review process. This is when you will start to see the effects of the program on the behavior of their human bodies still on the surface. There is already beginning to be a powerful fear effect on those who remain in the soul hospital. They are stunned by the departure of some of their leaders, who have left for the higher dimensions. Naturally, they imagine nothing but horror and humiliation. It will be a powerful part of the program when the first converts return to reassure their brethren that it is not only safe to venture to the higher dimensions, but that they will indeed find paradise there. Each day, larger numbers of higher selves of lightworkers come to assist in this important work, bringing their skills and compassion to bear on this monumental process. Never before in the history of the multiverse has there been such a mass enlightenment project. We invite you, our ground crew, to join us in meditation to clear away the lingering dark thought forms. It is quieter here now. The writhing and screaming of the first hours has subsided, but there are still waves of fear and dread being released into the atmosphere around planet Earth. We need to dissolve these swirling waves of dark energy, along with the dark energies being produced by humankind on the surface, to prevent them from taking hold again, lodging themselves in the hearts and minds of the people. Please send your love light to clear this away. Send it up through the pillars of light to the recycling grid, where all energies will be smoothed, calmed and dissolved into neutral energy particles, the building blocks of all life. As I speak with you now, on February 15, 2015, the trickle of souls leaving the hospital to step upwards into the light has begun to increase. Enormous waves of light from Creator and from all of us are blasting through their rigid defenses. A few have begun to hope again, and are learning to envision a life of loving companionship, one of the greatest and the most fundamental desires a soul at any level can experience. This craving for love and acceptance is the drive that will ultimately lead them all to return home. It is our job to awaken this desire and to meet it with fulfillment. It is ironic that this massive rehabilitation project began with the inconceivable attack on us, after we had agreed to descend into your lower vibration to negotiate with the Dark Ones. It was an ambush of unthinkable arrogance and desperation. But it will ultimately be revealed to all the multiverse that light will always triumph after all. With unending love, I am your Sananda, in service to the light. Catherine E. May, February 15, 2015, Upstate New York, www.honeedslight.org, the 23rd of February 2015, Lady Nada, our healing, and now freedom from the cabal. Catherine E. May, Lady Nada, greetings to you, beloved ones. I wish to first thank all of you who sent your love and wishes to me while I was being restored by the brilliant medical team who brought me back to life. I will be forever grateful and forever touched in the deepest part of my heart by the enormous waves of love I felt from my beloved Sananda, my brothers and sisters of the Company of Heaven, our glorious Father, Source, and especially from all who read these messages. You have brilliantly forged ahead on your path, removing the dark cell, building the glowing pillar portals of peace. We chuckle every time we say that tongue twister, and lifting the light vibration on the ground. Your energies of love are felt throughout the heavens, lifting our hearts and clearing away the darkness that has shrouded Earth for thousands of years. I am filled with joy to see the tremendous progress you have made on the ground to shift the balance toward the light, growing every stronger and more dedicated in your light work. It has made such a difference when you send your loving energies to us. We are working very hard on your behalf here in the Temple of Light with the recalcitrant ones who have controlled the dark cabal for centuries. Your light energies help to counteract the vibrations of rage and fear they emanate, bolstering everything we are doing, creating a synergy between us that grows in power every day. I am not yet back to a full schedule like the others, who are working round the clock. I am still receiving healing sessions, as my essence is being restored and the integrity of my energies gain in strength. I will tell you something of the wondrous treatment I have received during my recovery. As most of you know, I was hit directly by a scalar weapon, directed at Sananda and me and others representing the Company of Heaven as we approached the meeting we were about to attend to negotiate the peaceful departure of the Dark Cabal from planet Earth. It was a type of powerful and very dangerous weapon, utterly banned from use in the multiverse because of its potential to destroy souls. Let me emphasize this, it kills souls, not just the body. Only God has the right to create a soul, and only rarely in the history of the universe has it ever been necessary for him to dissolve a soul. It is certainly not the province of anyone to meddle in this process of creation. You are learning this lesson on Earth, as you discover how dangerous and foolhardy it is to experiment with genetic modification of crops and cloning of animals. Nothing, absolutely nothing good can come of such arrogant and dark practices, no matter how eloquently the intentions are disguised. Let me tell you now of the result of that attack which damaged my very being. My beloved friends and loved ones wrapped my torn light body and carried me to a treatment ship where the medical team began working to literally put me back together again. Sananda sat with me for days, while I was in and out of consciousness, aware only of the loving team surrounding me. They used a technique that has been practiced only occasionally in our history, because we, the higher selves, have rarely been exposed to nuclear-type weapons in the higher dimensions. However, the explosion of nuclear weapons on the planet and in space can potentially cause terrible soul damage throughout the dimensions, as we experienced during the destruction of Malk and the fall of Atlantis. This is why Earth has been quarantined since then, barred from all galactic exchange in the higher dimensions. Father, Source, who carried the original template for my soul, was initially able to provide what you might call the bones of my soul essence. Of course, after millions of years I had evolved and grown through the experiences of all my incarnations, so he could not recreate all the intricate elements of self I had created in myself. This was where the imagination and dedication of my incredible team came in. In my case, I was lucky to have an incarnation which had worked so intensively for so many years to clear all the residue of this lifetime and to clear away any dark energies. We had truly become as one. It was possible for the team to rebuild me by using Catherine's DNA, her stored memories, and her essential substance, because it is so identical to mine, as my incarnated Earth multi-self. I was recreated with parts from her soul being, some elements from Sananda that were my soul match, and memory tracings from the Akashic records. I'm now nearly finished with my rebuilding process. A few gaps remain in my memory functions, but all procedures for the restoration have been planned out and are gradually being implemented step by step. With each upgrade, I feel myself becoming stronger and more myself. We are running all my programs, syncing everything so that I am returned to seamless integration. It is truly a miracle of innovation and creativity to see what our beloved healers and creators were able to do. New methods were devised as they went along, new ideas flew through the air, excitement and creativity reached an extraordinary pitch as they worked on all of us who had been injured. Sananda was healed almost immediately, and the others who had been severely shaken but had not experienced a direct hit were treated with what you might call etheric glue, to restabilize and reorganize their molecules into their previous state. All spent a few days resting before beginning their work in the 4D Temple of Light, which was created in the meantime by the builders and architects of light. Within the period of 1 week, the time designated as the deadline for the Dark Cabal souls to be taken to the temple, all was readied and in place. As you know, they were taken to the temple, and have been offered an intensive reprogramming approach to remove the dark sleeper cell and clear the darkest of the thought forms they have been carrying. They are then taken, but only when they command it for themselves, to the fifth dimension for their very difficult review process. The program that was developed for the Dark Ones was not only addressed to them,